Hello, you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. I'm Andrew Tuck. This week, Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco takes us to Soho in London. Over the past year, he's witnessed a dramatic transformation in the neighbourhood that he calls home. From a place where you'd normally go predominantly to dance, to what he now calls the Mecca for menswear. Here he is.
Dolce Gabbana, Armani, Versace, Gucci, Fiorucci, Fendi, Fere.
Not long ago, I wrote in this space about the delights of Soho in London, where I happen to live for more than 5 years now. I am amazed how it changed in such a rapid amount of time. The neighborhood transformed itself from a dance and drink destination to a place where you most likely see young people queuing for exclusive fashion accessories from the city's top menswear brands. If you are interested in high-end streetwear, and let's be honest, the fashion industry in general is, then Soho is the place for you. Only a few weeks ago, they've opened a huge menswear department store called And, right underneath my building. For months, I was speculating what was behind the construction work. I was guessing probably a gin due to the enormous size, and I had my fingers crossed that it was not going to be a state agent. Well, it seems now that instead of grabbing a quick takeaway from the average Lebanese who used to be at the same spot, I can grab myself a Valentino shirt or a pair of Balenciaga sneakers instead. But it's not only And. In the same street, you have the London outpost of Manchester's Oi Polloi, and to think that a few years ago I went to that city only to visit the shop, oh, and for a day too. And if your thing is eyewear, you're in for a treat. Every single eyewear brand in the world has a spot in Soho, including, I'm happy to say, LA-based Oliver Peoples, who are about to open a shop there very soon. All those openings did change the fabric of Soho living in a way. The gay community in the neighborhood is dwindling a bit, and the number of Supreme wearers are climbing to the roof. Going to the bakery to buy bread became harder and harder. I mean, it is difficult to compete with those kids. My Timberlands with a simple white t-shirt might not be enough anymore. Perhaps I should add a massive bum bag or fanny pack to my American friends and a few extra logos in my look. Listen, I'm not going to throw a downer on all those changes. We've heard a lot about gentrification and everything. And while it is something we should worry about in our cities, I welcome the vibrancy that all those shops are bringing to my part of town. Every weekend, I just love strolling around and seeing the fun fashion. It also warms my heart to see people enjoying the real bricks and mortar shops, and not only doing their shopping online. I mean, it's much more fun in real life, right?
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Fernando Augusto Pacheco for today's episode. And remember, tune in every week for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, City Lovers.